From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Clasp in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Clasp is a magpie tween with a bright eye for anything that locks, latches, or clicks shut. She's sleek black and white with a shimmer of blue, and she wears a little ring of tiny keys on her belt that jingles when she hops. She loves a good, strong clasp, the satisfying snap of something well secured, and she leans in close whenever someone's making a lock, tilting her head. Clasp teaches the superpower of keys, but here's the part she cares about most. Clasp never makes it scary. She never says, "If your password is weak, a hacker will ruin your life." That's fear talk, and fear talk makes kids feel small and helpless. So instead, she makes it a superpower. You are the keeper of your own doors. A strong key is a strong power. And holding your own keys well feels good. Grown up, capable, sure. Clasp grew up in a village of magpies whose special job was minting keys. Her family made the locks and keys for the whole valley, and they were proud of it. A good key made well kept your treasures yours. Clasp learned the secret of a strong key early. By the time she was small, she knew that a short key, a couple of teeth, was easy to copy. Anyone could whittle a match. But a long key, with many teeth in an odd order, was almost impossible to guess or copy. "Long and surprising," her grandmother told her, snapping a well-made clasp shut. "That's what makes a key strong. Not fancy, just long and in an order nobody would guess." Clasp felt the truth of it click into place like a good latch. That strength wasn't about being clever or afraid. It was about making something long and yours and quietly unguessable. Grown, Clasp hopped to the Safety Forge Academy. Aegis, the mentor, asked her, "What makes a door truly yours?" Clasp jingled her key ring. "A key that's long and surprising and only yours. Not the same key you use on every door. And best of all, a second lock behind the first. So even if someone copies the key, they still can't get in." Aegis smiled. "You are appointed." In her classroom, Clasp snaps open her key ring and lays out a big weak key and a long strong one. "I'm Clasp. I teach you to hold your own keys. A password is just a key, and you get to make it strong." She holds up the short key. A short password, like a pet's name or 1234, is a short key. Easy to guess, easy to copy. Then the long one. But a passphrase, 3 or 4 random words strung together, like purple otter lantern jump, is a long key. Long, surprising, and nobody would ever guess it. And it's easy for you to remember, which a jumble of symbols never is. Her tail feathers flick. 2 more magpie rules. 1, don't use the same key on every door, because if someone copies one, you don't want them opening all your doors. 2, when a door offers a second lock, they call it two-step, say yes. Now even a copied key won't get in, because the second lock sends a code only you can see. Every kid leaves feeling like a keykeeper, not a victim in waiting. She never frightens them. "You're not hiding from bad guys," she says. "You're just holding your own keys well, the way you'd look after anything that's truly yours."
"Is making a strong password hard?" a student asked her once. Clasp gave her usual answer, hopping close. "It isn't hard. Pick 3 or 4 random words, long and surprising. Don't use the same one everywhere. Turn on the second lock when you can. That's the whole magpie secret." She snapped a clasp shut with a satisfying click, and every kid who learned it walked out feeling exactly what she felt. Not scared of some shadowy thief, but capable. A keeper of their own doors, holding a long, strong key that was theirs and nobody else's. That steady, grown-up, sure-footed feeling, Clasp knew, was the real treasure, worth far more than anything a lock ever guarded.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to CLASP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.